Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a terrific actor. And, you know, you look back at his career, it's already very impressive, but you know the best is yet to come. He's in Prodigal Son now, which is the casting people deserve a tremendous amount of credit for the success of that show because it's so well cast. And Tom Payne is our very special guest. You know his work from The Walking Dead. Everyone points to that. But you got to, if you haven't seen him in Luck, just absolutely great in Luck. And also Waterloo Road. He is a great, great young actor. And Tom Payne, thrilled to have you.
Hi, Frank. Thank you so much. That lovely introduction.
Yeah, well, listen, congratulations on everything that's going on. Prodigal Son, though, Tuesdays on Fox, 9 p.m. Eastern. People can see that. If you're not watching it, guys, you are missing out on a big-time show. Tom, you got to feel you're in the midst of another big winner here.
I hope so. I mean, I was saying to my wife the other day, I feel like I'm doing the best work of my life. I'm really happy to be given the opportunity to do this character with such other amazing actors. Like you said, the casting department did an amazing job in getting everyone else involved. And yeah, I really feel like I'm in a great position at this moment in time to do some great work.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. And you're not afraid of diverse characters. Is it something you kind of look for? Do you look for something you haven't done? Or does it just does it depend on what comes in front of you? At what point, and again, this is coming from a non-actor. I'm a layperson. I'm looking from the outside. But it looks like you've selected your roles very, very carefully. And you really put together a wonderful career. But this is a winner. This is a big-time role.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of an illusion. I don't think any actor is lucky enough to really choose their parts. Only if you're really like Leonardo DiCaprio or someone nowadays can you choose exactly what you want to do. But I do think that the parts come to you when they're supposed to. And after Walking Dead, I definitely needed to be stretched a bit. I'd loved that show and it was a really great opportunity for me, but I didn't really feel like it was pushing me as an actor. So after Walking Dead finished, I wanted to make sure that the next role I took was more challenging and pushed me in a different way. And then this job came along and it pushed me in every single way it possibly could, which is great, which is exactly what I needed. And it's been a great opportunity for me to show what I can do.
Yeah. Have you worked with any of these other actors before, or is this a first? You've done enough work where you would think the 6 degrees of Tom Payne kind of touch on a lot of people, but it seems like some new faces for you.
Yeah, I mean, everyone in the main cast I hadn't worked with before. I was very aware of Michael. He's a bit of an acting hero in England and around the world, really. And he's wonderful. We had one actor join us in one of the episodes of the first season, Michael Siberi, his name was. And he's a wonderful stage actor who I had done my first acting job out of drama school with in 2005. And then he came and joined us as a guest star. So that was really lovely full circle moment. But outside of, with the main cast, no, I haven't worked with anyone before. And it's just a great opportunity to connect with different people. And then on this show, everyone comes from, so Bellamy came from Scandal and Keiko has like Gilmore Girls and Michael comes from all these other things. And everyone brings all of their fandoms together in this show, which is really fun. It's a big mix of fans watching the show as well as the actors.
Yeah, you bring up a great point there because there's so many different types of roles that that are kind of emerging or followings, I should say, that are emerging. And, you know, fans of The Walking Dead are gonna tune in because you're there and they're kind of following along. You mentioned Bellamy Young, who we've had, and she's terrific, and she's had several different roles over the years. She's another one like you, I think, who's just put together a wonderful career. And, you know, listen, when you kind of mesh those groups together, you come up with a winner. And I think that the show is, I think it's picking up momentum. I think it started out strong and it's getting even stronger. But it seems to me like the writers have a handle on it and they're starting to develop these characters. Do you like the way your characters are developing? Are there changes that you would make to your character?
I think I would like him to get a little bit more of a handle on his on himself. He's all over the place. Like, he's very emotional and very unhinged sometimes, but then that's a lot of fun to play as well. But it can be completely exhausting. I spend a lot of time very tired, but it's lots of fun and I enjoy it very much.
Is there role or is there characters that are out there that you look at and I don't know, either draw from for your current character for Prodigal Son, or is it some? I mean, I can't imagine that there's no influence from anywhere in the past. You seem like a student of the game, but is there anyone you liken your character at this point?
Well, the show is obviously wears its influences on its sleeve, and when we shot the pilot, we talked about him having little elements of Mel Gibson's character from Lethal Weapon, and we also had like American Psycho. Like the show, like, has a lot of big time influences, which it leans into definitely, and that's very enjoyable. It's a very pop culture show, which is great because I mean I'm very pop culture. I've realized and I like dropping those references in there because it's something, it's nice to add a bit of familiarity but then take it in another direction. So yeah, no, we definitely take influence from other TV shows and movies.
I know there's a lot of folks waiting to speak to you, so I won't hold you too long, but is there anything else going on? I know with the pandemic everything's a little fluid. Is there anything else that you want to point out that you're working on that we might not know of?
No, not right now. It's very, very hard to do much right now. So we're just very lucky to be working on this show. And then, you know, looking to the future for opportunities to do other things. But right now, I'm all Prodigal Son all the time.
Well, you know, listen, it's an old cliche, but the world's your oyster, and you've earned it. You've put together one hell of a career, and it's just going in a sky high direction. And very, very glad to talk to you at this point, and hopefully get to talk to you for a longer period of time. Congratulations on everything, Prodigal Son. You're doing just a great job with it, and the whole cast is a big time show. Tom, can you give us a website, a social media site for people to follow along with what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter as Just an Actor, and I'm on Instagram as The T-Pain.
Listen, once again, congratulations. But thank you very much for spending a couple minutes here with us, Tom. Tom Payne.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tom Payne, everyone. You know him from The Walking Dead. Yeah, interesting that he thought that was a... You know, I don't want to put words in his mouth. I don't know exactly what he said, but it sounded like it was, not a challenging role. And, again, I haven't seen The Walking Dead yet. I mean, I've seen episodes, but I know it's a big time fan favorite. I'm going to binge it, fairly soon. But it's interesting that he said that because it's so unbelievably popular. And I wonder if people are saying, really? No kidding. But Tom Payne, I have seen him in Luck and Waterloo Road. And I think he had 9 episodes in Luck, played a jockey. And he's good, man. He's just a good actor. I wanted to ask him about the differences between British directors and British actors and the American counterparts on those. But for all I know, he hasn't worked with too many Brits. I mean, he seems to be working all American roles and getting big time roles. Prodigal Son is something that we've been interviewing so many of the people from there. So I've been checking it out, and he does just a wonderful role on it and a wonderful job in his work with Prodigal Son. It's good. It's dark. Again, Fox, 9 p.m. Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern, I should say, on Tuesdays. And Tom Payne's one of the Bellamy Young we had on the show several times, and she's there, and she does a great job on a lot of different things. But it's nice to talk to people at this point in the shows. I mean, I think they're into, I don't know, he's got 26 episodes of Prodigal Son under his belt, and you know, this is something that could get to 100, and you imagine that he's going to get there. We had Lou Diamond Phillips on, and he's you know, again, a big part of that show. They've put these guys together. You know, he mentioned that there's a, you know, big wash of followings in there, or he touched on that, and he's you know, he's right. It is, and it's, you know, one of the reasons a show like this is going to get a lot of opportunities to grow. You know, I'd be shocked if it doesn't get to 6-7 seasons. And you know, nowadays, I mean, it's a big time deal, and it's on a network. It's not, you know, it's not a network Netflix show, which, by the way, it's Netflix shows that are just gigantic at this point. But you got to figure the budget here is I don't want to say unlimited, but they've got a big time budget. Fox wants it to do well, and again, he's such a big deal in this show, and you know, again. Check him out, Tom Payne in Luck. And again, I think it was like 9 episodes as a jockey there. Waterloo Road, it was also terrific. You know, he probably had 3 times the episodes there, but The Walking Dead is what he's known for. And Tom Payne is a terrific actor. Prodigal Son is his latest. Like I said, Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. on Fox. Check them out. Check out the rest of the cast. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on